Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ovulating?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Since having the fantastic India Rackerson of the fantastic podcast 28-ish days later on, we've been getting into understanding our menstrual cycle,
our hormone cycle, our bods.
We've been learning if we're ovulating. And a very interesting question that came out of that podcast episode, and you don't have to listen to it, but as a precursor to this one, but it is fascinating,
yes,
is that we discussed that both India and I had the coil, and Stevie said,
I've never understood it. I don't know what it is. I'm frightened. Please, can we do an episode on it so I can ask you questions like, what is coil?
What is coil? So welcome to What is Coil?
I think we should actually call it What is Coil?
Well, so, how to understand what the coil is.
How to understand what is coil?
What is coil? Like, because it's such a, as with so many of these things like this, you know, maybe you find somebody at a party who quietly reveals this like later on, and then you're like, okay, sorry, but what? What is it?
Yeah.
You know, and otherwise the information just like isn't out there.
I was going to say, because this is going to be mainly me asking you questions.
Absolutely.
About it. But so, you know, your kind of coil journey. But my coil journey is so quick, I could say it now.
Please.
Which is at school, at the sex education thing where we got separated from the boys,
of course.
We had to be told essentially everything about, I suppose, really penises. Not really
right.
Anything to do with myself. Fine. There was a bit of an attempt later on in like year nine to kind of be like, be a bit more interested about it, but nothing stuck and it wasn't enough. But I remember being like, here are the options. You've got your condoms, and you've got your femidoms. I was like, what's that? I still didn't know. A little fez that goes up your vag. Then you've got...
For £1 million, I wouldn't be able to successfully identify or use a femidom.
If you had one on the table now, yeah, I'd be like, I don't know what that is. Is it a drinks coaster for a very small shot glass?
I couldn't draw one. If we were in Squid Games and they were like, we'd be dead.
No, I would draw, I think, a swimming cap for a mouse. That's what I'm thinking. Like, it's got, like, anyway, it's like,
we don't
like
know.
A bulge. I don't know. So then there's that. And then the other one was like a pill, which you just take. And it's like, well, obviously that one, because that's it. But no one told you about it would maybe make you go a bit bonko. And then the one that was like, well, obviously not, which is like, it's essentially like the drawing of it, because it was not in proportion to the rest of the thing. It looked like the size of your entire uterus.
Oh God!
And it was like, it's a copper coil that irritates the lining of your womb or whatever uterus, so that your body's like, well, I can't put an egg there because it's absolute hell.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, obviously not that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I've got older, that I've not changed my opinion, because no one has changed my opinion for me. Haven't heard anything about it. No one really talks about the coil unless very occasionally they'll be like, oh, I've had it removed and it was bad. And then I've been like, hang on, why did you, quietly being like, why have you gone for that? And then India on the podcast episode revealed that, like, pretty well after when we were talking, revealed that pretty much every gynecologist she's spoken to has something called the Marina coil. And I was like, What is that for? Like people of the sea, like boatmen. Like I have no idea. So this episode is we're not experts,
no.
But Tessa is. I mean, an expert in so much as you've had the coil yourself, both types. And so we're going to do our adult things in a bit, but then we're going to basically, I'm going to ask Tessa all about it. Mm-hmm. Tessa's going to tell me about it and you can learn with me. And there'll be lots of things that we don't know, but like we'll talk about it later. But doing your research is so crucial about these things. And this can be your little starting point.
Starting point.
If you're like me and you're like, well, what is coil? Now you at least know what is coil. And you can take that through.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I can only obviously bring my own personal experience to the table. Some of it is quite common, this happened to me, but you will have your own personal journey. Mm. But I didn't know even anybody who'd had one when I started.
Well, no one talks about it.
And you know, and here you are, Stevie. So yeah. we're trying to help the people.
Just trying to help the people.
Isn't it? We were separated when we had sex education in year five was the beginning of my progressive feminism journey.
Mm.
We were separated, and I was like, "Why have we been separated?" And they were like, "It's shush." And I still to this day believe, like, I think everybody should learn everything. Where was it just becoming like a common thing to be all okay to talk about and it not being this like extreme shame?
Yeah.
I went into my school. Would you believe? No, I went into my school a couple of weeks ago to talk to the year 10s, and I talked about lots of stuff, but I did like 10 things I wish someone had said to us when we were in year 10. And number one was chill out. Number two was your body is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was about like, you know, all this stuff about like, doesn't matter what it looks like, look what it can do. You know, it blinks without you telling it to, you know, all of this shit. Number three, your body is insane.
Yeah.
Like the quicker that you can learn to laugh about it and being like, every person with uterus that you know has bled through their clothes onto a cushion, yeah. You know. And I told them like an embarrassing story about a time it happened at a friend's house and we had to throw the cushion in the fridge. And then her dad came in and we were like, don't go in the fridge. Like the quicker that you can like learn, because I was like, I didn't laugh about having a period for like, until I was like 25. I was like, this is such a place of shame.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
Anyway, as we attempt to quietly chip away at that and make everybody a bit more informed, what's your adult thing this week?
Oh, so for ages, I've been like, I've felt the concept of a purse/wallet just disintegrating before my eyes. I didn't need one, and suddenly it was like a burden for me because of Apple Pay and things like that. And so now it was like, it felt like it was just another thing to lose. And all it had was like loads of compartments that sadly I didn't use, and like a credit card in it, and that was it, and a debit card in it, and that was it. And it felt too chunky and felt like from a bygone era. And I kept seeing people with things attached to the back of their phones.
Oh, me.
Yes, you. And to be honest, actually, like loads of people. And then when I saw you had it, I was like, right, I've got to get one. So I finally, my thing is, I've just finally got one, a little thing on the back of my phone that's got all my cards in.
Brilliant.
And now if my phone's lost, everything I have ever owned is gone.
That's wonderful, Stevie. Mine is also iPhone related.
Oh, yeah.
Listeners will remember, I'm building a bed. And this is my adult thing. I was so chuffed with it. Is my house is absolutely riddled with iPhone chargers from the market. I bought from the Apple Store the correct iPhone charger.
I'm so happy
with the lightning cable with that stupid little USB thing. Then
we're talking a decade of me wanting you to do this.
A decade. Then when I built the bed with the good bed leg, I built it in such a way that that plug is inaccessible, and therefore I cannot take that plug out of the house.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Sorry, you thought.
I thought you couldn't get it in.
No. The opposite
it's
way.
In.
I put it in on purpose. Then I put the leg on.
This is so good.
Yeah. Always there. Anyway, I'm buzzing.
Congratulations. Okay. May I ask first, how did you come to choose the coil?
Thank you so much, Stevie. And it's a pleasure to be on your panel today.
Thank you. It's a panel of one, me and a coil.
Me and a coil.
And a sailor who doesn't know why he's here, but I booked him because I got confused.
Hello.
Okay, so my hormonal journey begins at university. Yes, late in the game, sure, when I eventually become sexually active. And off I pop down to the local university GP who puts me on microgynon.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah.
And a number of our listeners will be going, oh God.
I know someone who loves it. So
really?
Also you might be listening and going,
God bless.
As expected.
Our Lord and Saviour, microgynon. So
it's the contraceptive pill.
The contraceptive microgynon. It's green. And about 3 months in, my, and I was like, oh, look at me, what a progressive woman, I'm on the pill. Mm-hmm. Oh, and now we're just having sex, I'm protected. Well, about 3 months in, my housemate came home. This is when I was in first year or second year of university, and found me just face down on the living room carpet like a starfish, hysterical. Like, yeah. I was just crying.
I crawled under a table, yeah, and cried so hard I gagged.
Yeah, I gagged. And she was like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, I honestly don't know. And this is my amazing friend Sarah, who was like so cool and on it and lived in London and like really knew her
she
shit.
Knows the pill.
She knows the pill.
Age
my
18.
God. She used to party all night, come home, have a shower and go to her 6 a.m. shift where she was the manager of Topshop. Have you heard anything cooler in your
God.
Life?
Okay, right. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
That,
anyway,
that woman is not on microgynon.
No fucking way. And she was like, what's going on? So she like sat beside me and I was like, I don't know. I'm just so sad. And I guess nothing's happened, even bad, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, well, what, you know, what's, there must be something that's changed in your life. And then she was like, oh my fucking God, have you gone on the pill? And I was like, yes. She's like, it's not fucking microgynon, is it? I was like, yes. She was like, right. And like frog marched me back down to the doctor's.
It's the cheapest one and they will always try it in case it works. Sometimes it does, but 9 times out of 10, yeah, that's not an actual statistic.
That is not a statistic.
It's an anecdotal statistic.
Yeah, we'll stick to it because most of the time they're like, oh, fine. Of course, you're back for something more expensive. So if microgynon is working for you, fantastic. God bless. Live your life. If, however, you're like, oh, wow, I too am under the table, is it microgynon? And it's a shame because it's the thing they put teenage girls on. It's like this, and you're like, off you go now, and best of luck with your life. Anyway, so back we went. We went on, me and Sarah are invested in this. And then I went on something different. I'm sorry to say, I can't remember the name of it. And then I only lasted on a couple of months for that, on this one as well. I'm like, I still don't feel great. And then this advert, this American advert came, started coming out.
Oh, that's your absolute kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
American people telling you to do things. Yeah. Was it an American woman's voice and she was quite ballsy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she was ballsy talking to me. And what was I watching? A very happy woman running through a meadow.
Oh, that's what you wanted.
And I wanted to be her so badly. Yeah. And then she looked at the camera and she said, Yasmin, like that.
Great.
Yasmin.
I was on Yasmin for about 45,000 years.
Yeah. So then I was like, I want Yasmin, please.
Yes.
Because I want to run through the meadow.
Absolutely.
So I went back, got on Yasmin. I was like, oh, great. Feel much better. Everything mellowed out. Then I was on Yasmin for years, and then I came off it and had nothing and had no contraception whatsoever, actively trying for a baby. No, I just was using, I wasn't with a partner, I was using condoms when I was being liberal and etc. Anyway, and I felt so unbelievably much better. I was off it for several years and I was like, oh my God, I ain't going on no birth control ever again.
That's where I'm at now. Yeah. I came off it a year ago and I'm like, oh my God, this is what it's like. What was I doing?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so I'm sort of where you were then. So that now I'm like, am I going for the coil?
Yeah. Okay, great. So now we're in this point where you've been like, I've seen what life is like away from the pills.
Don't take that away from me again.
Don't take that away from me again, mother. And but you're also like, oh, it does feel like I would like to be, make sure I'm safe and I would like to be, and it's this like toss up between being like, ah, this feels very nice, but also the anxiety when I do have sex
Morning after pill every month.
Yeah, it's that you're like, oh my God, okay, maybe there's some medium ground here. So I was like, okay, I went to explore some options at the sexual health clinic and the woman recommended the coil.
Right.
And I was like, okay, and what is coil?
Yes.
And
here
now we
go.
We begin our journey. So first fascinating thing. Why is it called the coil? Like, I really thought it was a coil. It ain't no coil.
Mm-hmm.
It is more commonly known as an intrauterine device, or IUD. So she was like, there are two types of the coil. There is the copper intrauterine device, IUD. There's the copper coil, and there's the hormonal coil.
Mm.
And immediately I was like, no hormones. No way.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
I've been starfishing on the
I've been on
carpet.
That carpet. I ain't going back there. Yes. Don't take me back.
Literally what I felt like.
Yeah. I ain't going back, bitch. Mm. And then she was like,
stop calling me a bitch.
Stop calling me a bitch, please. This is a workplace.
Yeah.
And she rolled her eyes and she was like, listen, it's not as bad. And I was like, nope, I'm not even hearing it. Mm-hmm. I'm not hearing a medical professional tell me it's not as bad as I think. I'm not hearing it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, let's get the copper coil. is a plastic T-shape. So to describe your cervix, if you have one, it is, you've got your opening, classically called the vulva.
The
classic vulve, that's the outdoor world. The door, if you will. You pop
the porch.
The porch. And you pop up. No, I'd say that's actually the door. And then you've got the porch, which is your the actual vagina. Like
Yeah, you're right. I'm thinking of a stoop. I'm so embarrassed.
I would just say the stoop is the butt cheeks, you know?
Wow, okay. Absolutely. Like, that's your backyard. Yeah, like, absolutely. No,
you're right.
You know,
I'm so confused. Where's the stoop? Anyway, it's not important. Then you up the vaginal canal.
Yeah.
Then you've got, because you've gone like in the door, in your porch, then you've got the door to the house.
Yes.
Because, you know, sometimes you can go to somebody's house and they've got like a little porch.
A little porch, yeah.
But then you're like, this isn't very secure. But then the actual door to the house, that's secure.
And that's the issue, because when, with the coil and things like that, I think I thought for ages it was just in the porch. Yeah, in the vaginal canal bit.
Which is where the penis and the tampons
And the tampons go. And I was like, well, I guess it must be quite far up so you don't feel it.
Exactly.
And when I'd realised it obviously couldn't be as big as I thought it was, because that wouldn't make sense. And then it was when someone was like, oh no, It's in the living room. I was like, yeah. How does it go in?
How does it get in the living room?
Yeah.
Okay, so to describe your body to you, you go in the door, up the vaginal canal. So then you've got your cervix, and the cervix is a very like small opening, and that is a very secure locked front door. Ain't no penis getting through that.
Yeah,
no,
feels,
thank you.
Feels like a dead end, but if it's like Diagon Alley, there's a little...
Yeah, if you know where to press, you can go further. And then you're into the living room.
Yeah.
And the living room is your womb, is your uterus. Then you're in there in that nice warm triangle space. Lovely. What a nice place to be. The penis can never go in there.
No.
Never. And it mustn't. And that's where this little T-shape thing, it lives. The bottom of the T, it's got two very long, thin wires.
Oh, yeah. Like a tampon.
Exactly.
It's
like
the ultimate tampon.
It's the ultimate tampon.
So may I ask, so you've got little strings dangling out.
They're
so thin.
Like even thinner than like an invisible fishing wire. They're so thin.
Fine. Okay. So I was going to set that bar, question. What if it tickles the penis?
Great question, and a genuine concern for people.
Okay,
people are like, what if that tickles the penis?
Yes.
But it's the ends are so fine. And so when it comes out, you just pull on those strings, the top of the T up like an umbrella going backwards, sort of. Yeah, an umbrella that's
like
blown up.
Like a collapsible chair.
Yeah, that's blown up in the wind, like that. And now it's just one long, thin, and oop, out it comes.
Yeah.
So, no problem. How it works, the copper one, is it's literally covered in copper.
Okay.
Oh, it's physically made of copper, and it's constantly releasing more copper. You know, it's not a machine, it's not doing anything, but it's like the copper is like constantly sort of coming off.
Oh, right.
The copper does absolutely no damage to you, it does nothing, but having it in there is making that area an inhospitable area. And so it's every time the egg and the sperm come in, everything's like, we're dealing with this,
kind of
which you absolutely cannot feel. Like that's not something, if you can feel it, something's gone awry.
Yeah.
Like you don't know it's there, it's not something you're aware of. You certainly can't like press and feel it. Like that is simply in there, it's very small. And it just sits there, but it makes your womb be like, we can't be having an egg.
Okay.
I've got this T-shape in here.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Big question.
Ready.
When you get it fitted.
Yes.
you're going to have to tell me what that's like.
Okay, so the fitting process. I was like, they've explained this to me. I was like, great, saddle up, let's bloody go. They were like, and then people had said to me, like, this is bad.
Yes.
And it absolutely is bad.
Right.
It is bad for like...
Is it bad for... Do some people... Maybe some people are like, oh, it was actually great, but...
Nobody will say this is actually great.
Okay, cool, good to know.
It will always be bad. So for some people, then once it's bad, and then we truly are done. So it's really interesting. Like, it's exactly like the smear test. It's like up on the thing, popping the legs up. Yeah. We got the camera up. Off we go. Betty, the chaperone, has to come in.
Love that.
Two chaperones for me, both holding my hands, me very upset. And then it's our friend Becca described it as like somebody tickling inside your cheek.
Okay.
And I was like, what an insane description. Mm. But it was, and I was like, what a weird thing to say, but it isn't a pain you can really describe. And then when you feel it, you are like, huh, yeah, that is like somebody, it's like, because it's inside your body.
Yeah.
It's a place that you didn't really know you had, like nerve endings or right. any.
You've not felt that before.
You've not felt anything there before. So it's a very interesting feeling. And it is just like a sharp little, a sharp something inside your cheek. And you do think like, oh God. But most, it's a sort of overblown pain because your body is like, holy shit.
What is it?
That shouldn't be there.
Yes.
But then once it is, once you're over that bit, it is just supposed to, you know.
Yeah, then be fine.
Then it is fine. So that definitely was extremely bad. If you're like, oh my God, that sounds like hell. It's like, yes, it is. But if you can just sort of.
The moment you've realised, oh God, it's then over.
Yeah, once that, you're over that, the anxiety is so much worse. And once you're over that, like. Here we go. And so that was it was for me. And that is what a lot of people. A lot of people, however, find the experience much worse than that and the aftermath much worse.
Yes.
So like some people have absolutely terrible experiences in the aftermath. Like people have to, you know, take themselves to hospital. Like it's all, it can be, so it can be, I say this much, it can be like, oh, and we're done. And it can be like, this was actually very bad.
Right.
So go into that. Eyes open, legs open, eyes open.
Sure.
Any, you know, you could have any sort of reaction to it.
Okay.
So for me, very, you know, very unpleasant having it in, but then I was like, okay, and we're off.
Done, yeah.
And we're off and we're fine. But then they said, your periods might get heavier. She said like, and it's like, like way. And what she meant was like, get ready for like 8 gallons of blood. So like what she sort of hadn't described to me was that the copper makes it much, much heavier.
Wow,
so if you're someone who like has heavy periods already, like maybe it might be, you might already be at capacity. And so you're like, fine, fuck it. We're already very heavy. But it does get extremely bad. The copper makes it, it changes a lot of things inside your body and suddenly things get like, it's much heavier. It can be really bad. And so I styled it out for 3 months. My periods were like unbelievably painful.
Oh.
And unbelievably heavy. And then I fainted on the bus. And I just,
right.
And then I was like, okay.
Did you have any pain to do with the coil at all? So that was, so it was what the coil was doing to your period specifically. Yeah. Right.
But again,
yeah.
Like everyone some, is people so different. Some people have a physical reaction to the coil going in there, like all kinds of things.
Because copper coil is the less common one, isn't it now? Because it's the second one. Because so maybe if you are thinking about having it, you maybe just want to go straight for the other one just in case.
So yeah. I would say like, and again,
we'll move to the other one. We'll reset.
So back I go. I styled this thing out for 3 months. I was like, this is untenable.
Yeah.
But back I go to see the same lady. She was like, I told you you'd be back. And
but
she was like,
not enough as in to be like, why are you putting it in people if it's, you know?
Because I had insisted, you know, like I, and she was like, all I do is deal with people
it's the hormones
who are so afraid of the hormones that they say, I don't want the hormonal one.
Yeah.
They try the copper one out. It's so bad. They come back. And then they are like, fine, fuck it.
And that's actually the problem with that. Sorry, the source of the issues is microgynon being given to everybody. That's,
exactly,
you can trace it back to like you don't care enough about like women's people's hormones to not realise that obviously this one 9 times out of 10 makes everyone feel crazy.
Yeah.
Like go straight to Yasmin. It's the least. I mean, not
and so
everyone loves
we're
Yasmin,
so burned from various hormonal things that we're now like, I don't ever want it. And just a note on the, a fun bit on the fitting, that if you are considering it, you can have this thing fitted immediately after birth. You can have it, like you can have, and it starts working immediately. And so if you are having any other kind of thing,
you might
can
as well
be
get
like,
it done.
Since we're here, could we?
That's great.
So if you are going for a smear test or a colposcoscopy or any of those sort of things, it's like, and now we're here, since I'm in this horrible experience, let's make it a bit more worse.
Yeah.
And it's done. So you can have it immediately after birth. You can have it if you've suffered miscarriage or abortion or anything like that. If you're already in, you know, you can do it at any time and it doesn't affect anything and it's, you know, so you can do it at any time. just if you're like, maybe I have to, you know, wait a certain amount of time, whatever. So back I go.
Mm-hmm.
My lady's like, okay, let's try out the hormonal one. So the hormonal one is called Marina. It has a something in it called progestin, which sounds a lot like progesterone that we've just been learning about in the hormone cycle. And so progesterone is the naturally occurring hormone in your body. It comes out of your ovaries. And progestin is a synthetic lab-created hormone.
Right.
And what it does is it mimics progesterone.
Okay.
And so it's in there on this exactly the same looking shape, same thing, the upside down umbrella, in it goes, the wires, looks identical. But what's in there, it's now releasing this progestin, and it can last for, I think, 5 years,
I believe. Wow, yeah. Okay,
so it's in there for 5 years, you don't need to take it out. And what the progestin does is it mimics progesterone, so it constantly keeps you in this state of being like, well, we're not at our fertile state. And we're making it difficult for the sperm to get in, we're making it difficult for the egg to latch, we're just making life difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's thickening the mucus in the cervix. So it's saying, rather than being like, come on, lads, it's saying like, no, thank you very much. And it's thinning the lining in your uterus and suppressing ovulation. And so this thing, this thinning the lining, is what makes the Marina coil mean that you have periods that are so light that all of a sudden you don't know they're happening.
Right.
Okay. And that isn't just like, because sometimes like a light period could just be like, you just need to use the yellow tampon. But it's like, they truly are so light. And I remember I got mine done many years ago. I bought a moon cup on the way home, very excited to use it. It is still in its packaging.
Wow.
So okay. I haven't like used anything for however many years I've had this thing.
Great, okay. How is the removal of the copper coil?
The coming out, absolutely fine. She said, just cough. And I went, and like then you, you sort of, your cervix sort of opens a bit up as you cough. And also you're so focused on doing a really good cough to impress her that
absolutely,
you are. Yeah. And then out it came and I didn't really noticed.
Right.
The going in was a very similar experience, but I was a bit more ready for it this time.
Yes.
And so it was less of a shock, and I knew to ask for my two ladies. I also knew to take an enormous amount of painkillers in advance, you know,
very good
in preparation. And something I've been told is that you can also get gas and air. So if you're like, please, this sounds horrendous, you can just say, I need to relax, please can I have
anything maybe they you've got. Will. Yeah.
You know?
But also as well, those things that are difficult with like options that are on you to ask for, sometimes they will be like,
no. Absolutely.
So it depends on
you. You just
the
really have to like advocate for yourself in this situation and be like, I would like the highest level of anaesthetic. I would like the gas and air.
Yeah.
I would like everything. And just be clear that you're like, I am ready. I've listened to this podcast. I'm ready for the scratch inside my cheek. I'm ready for this to be a very weird sensation, but I'm also very, very scared. And I really, really need anything you can give me.
And the removal as well, like I think just like with it going in, because I've got friends who have had it removed and said it was just awful. So it feels like it's good to not plan important things for the same day in case.
Yeah.
And not in the way that we do it with, sometimes with like cervical smears and stuff, that is fine because the actual smear test is actually physically isn't going to hurt you afterwards, and it's not going to make you feel, you know, it's the thought of it rather than what actually happens. So that is a sort of tickling kind of feeling, but you don't know how you're going to react, I suppose, to it coming out.
Absolutely. I think it's like, it's very like, well, come on, the women birth the babies and then get back to business, as Beyonce famously said.
Yeah.
But like, I think it needs to be like, I'm having this fitted today and I will need an entire day off work.
Yeah.
I need to be ideally collected, taken home, you know, cared for.
Yeah.
If you're doing this because you are sleeping with somebody who makes sperm, the sperm maker needs to be collecting you. You're doing the
thing,
you know, if you've done this because so that you two together don't get pregnant, like, you know, you come on, show up.
Now
but like
time.
Get a friend to come and get you, get a parent to come and get you, like get somebody to come and
don't just go on the bus home.
Don't just go on the bus home like I did, just like crouched on the chair because I was like, I was like this. But like as soon as it, like for me, once the sort of 24 hours was passed, I was like, I am fine. I felt very sorry for myself and went to bed, but then it was over. But again, people can have all kinds of reaction to it. So I think it's that sort of like being ready and not being like, oh great, I'm off on holiday, I'm on my way to the airport, I'll get a coil thing, you know, that'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Just be like, this is something I need to take very seriously. And you should take all areas of your health and be like, okay, I need some time.
Yeah. And I didn't know that you had the coil. I don't think I know about what. I just presume everybody's on the pill or not. And so speaking to, I think when you go online, there'll just be loads of horror stories.
Of course.
People are not going to write about it if there was nothing to report.
Absolutely.
But you ask around your friendship group, I think, to be like, just to start off, to be like, if you know, because then you might find people who just like love the coil. You might find people who had a terrible time, but then you can ask them what they did, how they, because I'm not really making sense.
No, you're making perfect
people
sense.
That don't like it or struggle with the, not don't like it, struggle with the insertion and the taking it out, but then choose to keep having it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that really like fascinates me, because I'm not going to get it just purely because I just don't want the insertion and the taking it out. And I'm also as well kind of fine with what I'm doing at the moment. But like so many people do have it again and again and again, and you know, get it changed and then keep going. So there's clearly something very
well,
nice
I think
about
because
it.
It's well, that's the thing, because like if this happens every month, I'd be like, absolutely not. But it's every 5 years.
Yeah.
Like that's a huge long time.
Yeah.
And like that's absolutely, you know, that's a fine, you know, one bad afternoon in exchange for 5 years is bad. And especially if like you're somebody who really struggles with their periods are extremely heavy.
Yeah.
Like even if you're like not looking for this for contraception, just be like, I'd like to be in control of this enormous amount of blood or whatever. Like maybe this is an option. And I would say like, if you're like, I can't bear the idea of the insertion, like it absolutely is bad, but if it shouldn't, don't, if you are desperate for the thing, like don't let that be, it's not so bad as to be something that I'm saying, don't do it.
Yeah. You know? Also, if you're having a terrible time with your periods, it really, every single month, that is worth it. Mm-hmm. Like, of course it's worth it. And there's just so few people talk about it. And the only time I've ever heard is when someone's gone like, oh God, I've had a terrible experience getting it removed, whatever. So I've been like, what is everyone doing? But the fact that Indy said that like all the gynecologists,
that was
it.
So interesting that they're all on Marina, which is to me a thing of being like, okay,
yeah, that's like, the best
if
option.
The people with the most expertise about this are doing this for themselves, like maybe this is an option. I'm in no way an advocate for it. I personally have found it fantastic, and I truly, apart from my one day with Betty all those years ago, I've like, it's been like, I don't have periods, like very, like it's been marvelous for me. But I also have friends who have the copper one and swear by it, and that's helped them, and like, you know, people with all different kinds of experience. So you will have your own personal journey, but I hope I've helped explain.
Yes, you've started off now, go away and research and speak to people, and just, I think the bottom line is, don't do anything that you don't know you're doing, because you don't know about. Like even with the pill, I only took the pill because I was like, well, that's not painful.
Yeah.
But then it's like, no, but it's emotionally painful.
Yeah.
And for 10 years.
Exactly. Oh my God. Exactly right. Like we're choosing this option. Like you being like, I don't want 5 completely mentally fine and physically fine years in exchange for one afternoon of pain.
Yeah.
But I will take absolute emotional turmoil.
A decade
of emotional turmoil, because there's no pain associated with it. But again, like it is also, how is it we got in a place where those are our two options?
Well, that's the other thing. Like, I get very angry. I'm just like, well, fucking, like, I don't want to have to make that decision, so I refuse.
You know?
However, that decision practically, if you're sexually
a completely pain-free, like temporary vasectomy thing that you can do, and you can like do it in a lunchtime. And it's like, of course they've managed to invent that for the gentlemen. You're like, of course. And we're all here being like, okay, so it asks for the gas and air. Like, get yourself prepared as best
you
can. It is
bad, but it's not worth, oh my.
It's like, and there's, here we are
God,
having
I'm
to be
furious.
Like, yes, it was bad, but is it worth, you know? And it's like, anyway, so it's such a, but I hope this like at least like opens the conversation up until science gets us to a place where we don't have to be having this conversation.
Yes.
I hope that this like starts the conversation for you all on your own personal journey with this. And then at least if you're like, I listened to this podcast today, what kind of thing are you on, you know? And get your friends sort of talking about it. Because again, it's just not something we talk about enough, except the people who are like, I'm so sorry. So sorry, just tell you about my friend Sally, who had it done, fainted, woke up on the table. They had put it, sloped it down for her so that the blood would go back to her head, and then rolled her legs over. So she woke up, butt out, nude butt out, legs over her head.
Oh my God.
On the table. So like, I do think everybody has their like sort of, oh my God, then this happened. And God, I'm so sorry. But in exchange for butt up on the table,
yeah.
You know, there is...
5 years of not getting your butt up on a table unless you want to sexually...
Exactly right. Yeah. Or in other, you know, recreational, non-sexual ways. But like, yeah, so in exchange for your 5 years, butt up.
That was very helpful. And I speak for everybody when I say thank you very much, Tessa.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so glad it was of some use.
Thank you very much to the sailor. The silent sailor. Well, he was like, sorry, when were we going to talk about boats? Okay, well, no, it wasn't. And yeah, if you have any suggestions, any more things you'd like us to talk about, us to tackle, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com or @nobodypanic. Join our Patreon, please. To support us and help us keep doing the podcast, which is patreon.com/nobodypanic. There's always some fun stuff as well.
Yeah, oh, there's
around live things.
Lovely bits.
The unedited raw live footage is on there. A lot of fun. Thank you so much. And I still don't know how I feel about the coil, but I do personally, but I do now at least feel like I know what it is. Yeah. So I can make an informed decision as to what I want to do rather than being like, I know what it is. No. Great. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Have a lovely week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.